Clearly, the return of U.S. sanctions on Iran will have a big impact on the Iranian economy and on politics there. And that's got a lot of people worried in the country. We've spoken before with Roya, a translator who lives in Tehran. She asks that we use only her first name. Today, we reached out to her again.
In the last couple of years, people seem to have more freedom to voice their ideas. But again, the government is going to say that, all right, shut up. Now we have an enemy. And you have to be united, you have to support your government, because we're going to fight the enemy, as they always did.
Right. The clerics and religious leaders were never really in favor of the deal themselves. How many people in Iran have followed their lead, were disappointed with the deal in the first place, and are now happy again that there is no agreement with America?
Well, I don't know how many, but at the time of the sanctions, the luxury cars were imported to Iran while we could not get the medicine. So how could these sanctions help the Iranian people? And it's going to happen this time. Your president says that he stands with the Iranian people. I cannot find the logic behind it, how he's going to stand with us. He should know that this regime, the Iranian regime, is an ideological regime and is willing to sacrifice its people for their causes. So they're not going to back up because of their people. So all the suffering will be ours, the ordinary people's.
When President Trump says, we stand with the Iranian people, don't you think that maybe he's saying, because the Iranian regime is taking care of this money and getting rich while the sanctions are happening, they don't care about the people, so therefore Trump does care about the people. That's the logic, I think.
He might want to mean this, but the Iranian regime has been doing this for 40 years, and the U.S. government has been more or less approaching this issue in the same way, apart from the time of Mr. Obama. So it did not solve the problem. You have to find a new way.
Does President Trump have any support in Iran, any supporters?
Well, no. Honestly, no.
None that you know of.
Some people are fed up. They just say that, okay, he is going to end our lives in a way, with a war or, I don't know, in a way that we don't feel more misery. But this is not good positive support. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, how many people, heard this announcement and thought war is now inevitable?
I can tell you, everybody I know of, and I talked to them today, were saying that war can be an option. Because the U.S. and Israel are very hostile towards Iran, and of course, some other countries in the Middle East. If the Europeans are not able to keep the deal with Iran and to keep Iran committed to the deal, then the whole world, again, will be on one side and Iran will be on another side. And I think that the United States will benefit in a war by selling weapons to the countries in the region. I don't know why your people should want to get involved in a war and why the poor people of Iran should be victims of another war.
Well, polling suggests that over 60% of Americans did not want Trump to pull out of this deal. But those are polls, and we see a lot of numbers in polls. Yeah, I want to ask you about I want to ask you about this.
But the decision is made by your president, not the polls, huh?
That's true. I'm looking at this photo on Twitter of Iranian lawmakers setting fire to a paper U.S. flag in parliament there, shouting death to America. This happened, I think, just shortly after.
It happened this morning. And so you see that they haven't changed a bit. They are the same silly people they have been through all these 40 years.
It's kind of a classic trope of the Islamic Revolution. Today, how does that thing go over with most of the public?
The public doesn't approve of that.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Why not?
Your president has made a wrong choice. But insulting a country's flag is something that we don't approve of. A lot of people, even the people who don't approve of Mr. Trump and who don't, even they are kind of supporter of the regime, they don't approve of setting fire on a country's flag, another country's flag. I know the American people get hurt when they see such a scene on their TVs. So I'm really sorry when I see they feel disrespected.
My sense from being in Iran a couple of years ago for just a few days is that symbols of American culture are still very powerful. Fast food or the movies, Michael Jackson, I know, is still very popular.
Yeah.
What does America mean today to Iran, the day after this announcement?
America is still a great country to the Iranians. I'm talking about the Iranian people. People still love America. You see that we have a lot of coke like the Americans do. Europeans always tell us that, oh, come on, you eat like the Americans. You eat hamburgers and you drink a lot of coke like the Americans do. And we love your movies and we love your music. And still, I think most of the Iranian, ordinary Iranian, would like to visit the United States, go to Vegas, go to LA. They like everything about the United States. When you go to buy something and when you see that it's written on it, it's written made in the U.S., they say, oh, that's a good one. Let's buy that.
Yeah.
We have no hostility towards the United States. But you hear, of course, you hear the voice of the regimes.
Roya, it's always good to speak with you. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you.